With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Severe wildfire conditions are on the rise.
A new study has found that hot, dry, and windy weather that fuels extreme wildfires has nearly tripled worldwide in 45 years. The journal Science Advances shows that globally, big fire-prone days have nearly tripled from about 22 days a year in the 1980s to about 60 days a year lately. Researchers report the rise has sped up, especially in the Americas. Scientists say climate change drives more than half the increase. The study also tracks synchronous fire weather when many places face dangerous conditions at the same time. That overlap strains firefighters and worsens smoke and air quality. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Meanwhile, authorities say the bodies of 8 backcountry skiers have been found after an avalanche near Lake Tahoe in California. One skier remains missing. Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon says the focus is now on the deceased.
But the snow and the unsure conditions are creating an issue to making sure that we can safely do that. We did have a conversation with the families of the folks that are still outstanding and let them know that our mission has went from a rescue to a recovery. It's a difficult conversation to have with loved ones.
6 others were rescued, 2 of whom were hospitalized as the disaster unfolded amid the region's strongest winter storm of the year. President Trump's Board of Peace is set to meet for the first time on Thursday in Washington. It's an early test of whether one of his marquee foreign policy initiatives can gain broad support or advance the shaky ceasefire agreement in the Gaza Strip. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 129 points, the Nasdaq rose 175, the S&P advanced 38. This is SRN News. Utah lawmakers consider an opt-out bill.
The measure would allow college students to decline an assignment if it conflicts with their deeply held religious beliefs. GOP State Representative Mike Peterson is sponsoring the legislation, telling the Salt Lake Tribune that his daughter had been assigned by one professor to write a letter to a local official urging support for LGBT policies. He says, quote, "Sometimes a student gets put in a position where it violates their conscience and they have no recourse." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Patriarch of Armenia's Apostolic Church has been indicted and banned from leaving the country. Patriarch Karakin has been charged with obstructing the enforcement of a judicial act and prevented from attending a major church convocation in Austria. Armenia is in the grip of a church-state conflict, with priests accusing the government of failing to protect the country from incursions by its neighbor, Azerbaijan. This is SRN News. Germany-based pharmaceutical and biotech giant Bayer has agreed to a proposed $7.25 billion deal to settle thousands of American lawsuits.
The lawsuits blame the popular weed killer Roundup for causing cancer, and the proposed settlement is being filed in court in St. Louis. Despite the proposed settlement, Bayer continues to maintain that Roundup's key ingredient does not cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto is the original manufacturer of Roundup, and Bayer purchased Monsanto in 2018. Rich Thomason reporting.
The grandson of the inventor of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is lashing out at the Hershey Company, accusing the candy company of hurting the Reese's brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients in many products. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.